Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. It's your girl, Cicely Davis, welcoming you back to another episode of The Savage Truth, where I dive into the latest headlines with the kind of clarity you can only get from a savagely truthful perspective. If you're new to the channel, congratulations. How smart you are to make a decision to join me. I thank you so very much for joining me in this conversation to hear my perspective. For those of you who are returning, I appreciate your loyalty. Truly grateful and humbled that you would do so. Now, I have an ask for both of you, whether you're returning or a loyalist, and it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review and tell someone else about the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And let's talk about the absolute circus going on over at The View, as usual, where co-hosts spent Friday arguing over the future of the Democratic Party. They were finally acknowledging something we've known all along, that the Democrats have been covering for President Joe Biden: mental cognitive decline. And it's costing them votes. It costed them the votes. It's a little late for epiphany, but hey, better late than never, right? The truth is, the savage truth is, the Democrat Party's obsession with protecting Biden at all costs, while simultaneously ignoring the obvious signs of his cognitive decline, has alienated countless voters. Okay. A lot of Democrats really truly believe that he was fine and that we were just Republican Nazi bullies picking on the elderly. They believed the journalists. They believed the outlets. They believed the Rachel Maddow and, they believed the reporters. They believed NBC and CBS and NBC and CNN, right? We were just big bullies. Even they are starting to realize that. Now watch as they argue the point here on The View.
Think highly of Biden. People always think I'm like so critical just because I think he needed to step aside and give someone else a chance. He does start to come off, the more we're learning, like I alone can fix it. It almost comes off Trumpian.
And it was late also.
Well, but he should have done it sooner. Right. If he had after the debate, that would have given someone enough runway to actually run a winning campaign.
Well, I would say the learning lesson here is listen to the voters. Because one thing that really pissed me off as an independent, and I was one of the people that sat here and said, after seeing President Biden, I voted for Biden. I really like Biden. I actually have been happy with him. Yeah. And I would have voted for him if he continued to run. But I did look at him and think, I think maybe you do need to step aside. And now the rumors that we're hearing starting to make sense. And what happened is everyone said, you're disloyal if you say that. Shut up and fall in line. And that's why people want to be independents these days. Because partisan politics, they lie. It was the Democratic Party that made that choice, but that said, you're betraying him if you call it like you see it. Mm-hmm. And the point here was, is he wasn't necessarily fit to run for another 4 years.
Okay. Let's face it. Democrats are still grappling with how they lost the last election months after President Trump's victory. Woohoo! They're still trying to come to terms with their embarrassing failure. And here's the thing. They're so obsessed with denying reality that they've completely ignored the elephant in the room. Joe Biden, his mental acuity. His mental state was an issue before the election, and it hasn't gotten any better since. The only difference now is that more people, including members of the mainstream media, are starting to talk about it. Now, for months, Biden's defendants brushed off any concerns about his mental acuity, and instead of confronting the issue, they demonized anyone who dared to question his ability to serve. You can't sweep this under the rug forever, but the Democrats have sure tried. What's even worse is how the Democrats have handled this internally. They turned a blind eye to Biden's obvious decline because they knew that pushing him out of office meant risking losing their grip on power. And it's all about power and it's all about control. When you have someone in the Oval Office who's as cognitively compromised as Joe Biden was, that's a dangerous situation for him, for the cabinet, for Americans, especially when the people around him are only worried about their own careers. But here's the kicker. Instead of addressing the issue head on, They spent the past few years vilifying anyone who had the courage to ask the hard question. And if you dare to ask about his age or his ability to lead, you were labeled as an ageist, a divisive, or even racist. It was all about protecting Joe Biden, no matter the cost, even if it meant sacrificing the credibility of the party and the well-being of the American people. Here is a video talking about just that. This is a previous Biden administrative staffer.
Ashley, do you feel lied to?
Yeah, I do. I think I hadn't been around the president before that debate, and I worked for Joe Biden. And if the people around him knew that he was not capable, it is unacceptable to me that they allowed him to go onto that stage. I deserve better as a voter, not even as a Democrat, as a voter and as an American. I do.
And I know that Joe Biden is a friend, but in this excerpt, the part about the pool, he went off, this is in the middle of debate prep, went off to the pool and he took a nap. And that was before the biggest debate of this campaign. That's not even the governance of the country. So Joe Biden, maybe he has the best intentions. I'm sure that you believe that. But the right decision, it seems pretty unequivocally, is that he should not have run for re-election.
I'll tell you my experience, which is what I can talk about. I've known Joe Biden for over 25 years. Certainly, the Joe Biden today is not the Joe Biden of 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years ago. It's not.
And now that the cat's out of the bag, we're seeing more and more revelations about how deeply the Democrats were willing to cover up for Biden, from manipulating public perception to outright lying about his fitness for office. They've shown a complete disregard for the truth. The savage truth. This isn't just about political loyalty anymore. No. This is about whether or not the American people can trust the people they elected to do the job. But don't think for a second that the Democrats will take responsibility for this disaster. Oh, no. Instead of apologizing or making a course correction, they've just scrambled. They are scrambling to figure out how to save face. How to keep the party's base intact while pretending everything is fine, everything is okay, it's all roses over here, when in reality, the party's credibility is crumbling under the weight of its own cover-up, especially reflecting at an approval rating of now only 21%. As we head into the next election cycle, whenever that is in the future, the American people need to remember one thing: midterms. The Democrat Party's dishonesty and inability to address their own problem is exactly why we need strong Republican leadership. We've seen firsthand witnessed how Democrats have failed to deal with the issues of age and competence in leadership. Now let's show them how real leadership is done. It's time for us to step up and offer a future that actually puts the American people first. You won't find that with the Democrats, absolutely not, because they're too busy protecting their own power to even acknowledge the problems facing this country. So let's continue to fight, folks, because the truth is on our side, and it's time we take this country back. Speaking of strength, speaking of competent leadership, right? We have President Trump, who stops funding for Planned Parenthood. Hooray. All right, folks, let's talk about it, because Donald Trump, President Trump's recent order to halt funding, federal funding for Planned Parenthood, is another major win for pro-life Americans like me and Rick and so many others. Now, we know that Planned Parenthood has long been a cash cow for the left, with taxpayer dollars flowing in to fund their abortion services, despite claims that they provide a range of healthcare services for women. Well, Trump is putting his foot down. And this is exactly what we need. Federal funds should not, I repeat, should not be going to an organization that profits off the termination of innocent lives. It's a bold move that's about restoring accountability and ensuring that American taxpayer money isn't supporting an industry that undermines the sanctity of life. Now, of course, you can already hear the left losing their minds about this, right? They're going to be screaming attack on women's health and all that. But let's set the record straight. Let's tell the savage truth. President Donald Trump's decision isn't about denying women health care. It's about prioritizing the right to life. And that's what's been missing in the conversation for far too long. Planned Parenthood may claim to offer other services, but let's be honest. Let's tell the savage truth. They built their brand on abortion, and it's time we stop enabling it with our hard-earned dollars. Trump's move shines a light on the fact that when it comes to federal spending, we need to be smarter about where our money goes. The government shouldn't be funding organizations that promote practices that so many Americans find morally reprehensible. And let's not forget, this is about restoring common sense, and it's about accountability. Planned Parenthood receives millions in taxpayer dollars, yet they've been caught in numerous scandals over the years. That's the truth. From hiding behind claims of being a nonprofit to their shocking undercover videos revealing their involvement in selling fetal tissue. And it's time we stop funding this organization altogether. President Donald Trump is doing exactly what we elected him to do, putting the American people first and demanding accountability from organizations that have been benefiting from public funds, our tax dollars. This move isn't just a win for pro-lifers. It's a win for anyone who believes that government funds should be used responsibly and not in support of an industry that profits from tragedy. Now, in relation to that, we've had a pro-life activist actually assaulted in the streets. Okay. Now, while President Donald Trump halts the federal funding to Planned Parenthood, it's apparently got a lot of the pro-choice women in particular in a violent mood because a pro-life activist got the beat down in New York defending her pro-life stances. Yes. So in relation to the Planned Parenthood order, an assault has taken place. All right, savages, we've got some real shocking news coming out of New York City this weekend. This is something that should make every pro-life American's blood boil. A pro-life activist, Savannah Craven Antio, was physically assaulted, literally hit in the face on the streets during an interview simply because she was asking questions about abortion. Now, let that sink in for a moment. She wasn't making threats or causing harm. She was simply trying to have a conversation about the value of unborn children, something we hold so very dear. But instead of a rational discussion, she was punched in the face. Yes, punched in the face. And of course, the liberal media will likely stay silent on this because they feel that she deserves it and they actually enjoyed seeing it. But you know, and I know, this isn't just one isolated incident. It's about the left's increasing intolerance for differing opinions, especially when it comes to something as fundamental as the sanctity of life. Let me show you the video. Disturbing to see.
From saying that my outfit was really cute to saying I'm an effing idiot. That's so mean.
But I think that your point of view is very obstructed, and I think that you just don't understand the magnitude of having a child.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that have been abused.
That's not the point. What I'm saying.
That's really. Oh my God.
This attack is a clear sign that the pro-abortion crowd can't handle a conversation. They can't handle the tough questions. They don't want to answer the tough questions. And when they're faced with and they can't answer, they result to violence. It's not about reason or facts. It's about silencing anyone who dares challenge their narrative. Savannah was just trying to spread the message of life, to stand up for the voiceless. And what does she get for it? A cut and a bloodied face. This is the kind of violence and aggression that pro-lifers are facing across the country. When we try to advocate for the unborn, we get attacked physically, verbally, and emotionally. But this incident speaks volumes about the lengths some people are willing to go in order to shut us down. They don't want to have a debate. They want to force their views on everyone else through intimidation and through physical violence. Now, let's talk about the bigger picture here. This is just one incident. but it represents a broader disturbing trend. When will we see the left, especially those in power, speak out against this kind of violence? When will we see them stand up for free speech and the right to peacefully express an opinion? Until then, we must continue to fight for the rights of the unborn and for the right to speak up and out without fear of retaliation. Savannah's bravery in the face of this assault should only fuel our fire. If anything, this attack is a reminder that we need to keep pushing harder and louder for life, for the unborn, and for the rights of those who can't defend themselves. We'll keep fighting because that's just what we do as well. No matter the violence or the opposition we face, we will keep fighting. Now, speaking of disturbing video, I am going to continue in that trend, but we're going to step away from politics here for a little bit because there is body cam footage of a teacher. Now, for this next one, hold on to your seats because I've got a truly disturbing story coming out of Illinois that sheds light on a problem we've been talking about for quite some time now. How much we need to be protecting our children from the dangers within our schools. So new body cam footage was recently released showing an Illinois teacher being arrested for an alleged inappropriate relationship with a student. Now, this isn't just any incident. It's another example of the kind of behavior that we as parents and concerned citizens should be demanding an end to. This teacher, entrusted with shaping young minds, instead violated that trust and engaged in behavior that puts our children in harm's way. It's time we start asking ourselves, how much longer are we going to let these abuses go unchecked? Here's the video.
Cops pull over the 30-year-old driver of a gray Volkswagen, and she's in big trouble.
Step out of the car. I know you're confused. I'll explain everything to you.
30-year-old Christina Formella is with her husband, and neither has a clue what the heck's going on.
I don't understand what's going on here.
You can go grab your things.
Can he come with me?
Yes.
Moments later, cops slap cuffs on her. But why? They're not saying much.
Once you get to the police department, you'll talk to the detective and he'll explain everything to you.
In the back of the squad car, Christina smacks her lips as she tries to process the sudden turn of events in her life. Finally, the cops fill her in.
I'm feeling I'm going to throw up.
So what's the charge? The 30-year-old teacher allegedly carried on an affair with a 15-year-old student. The teen's mom says she discovered these lurid text messages on his cell phone. I love you so, so much, Mama. I love you so much, baby. Even though this morning was short, it was perfect. Christina Formella got married last year in Italy, months after the alleged tryst with the student had begun. The teacher is now on paid leave from Downers Grove South High School outside Chicago.
We are heartbroken for the victim and also for the hundreds of students, staff, and family who trusted this teacher and feel betrayed by this terrible situation.
She says she's done nothing wrong and is being framed and blackmailed by the student. Cops say she told them everybody comes after her because she's good looking.
What's incredibly frustrating here is that this is not the first time we've heard of cases like this. Remember the Mary Kay Letourneau situation and many others? Sadly, the abuse of power by educators has become an all too common story across the country, particularly these female teachers as well. It's become a trend. And this one in particular, she sent out some comments that because she's so good looking, you know, the student actually pursued her and she's just so good looking that she's used to getting hit on. And it was basically the fault of the student. And what we're seeing is more frequently in the headlines, female teachers abusing their students, whether it's inappropriate relationships or worse, we're not doing enough. We're simply not doing enough to protect our children and our schools from the very people who are supposed to be guiding and teaching them. The sad reality is that these predators, and that's what she is, if this is true, are often in positions of authority. And in some cases, they go unchecked for far too long because the system is more concerned with protecting the situation than protecting our kids. Parents, do what this kid's father, parents did. They went through his cell phone. They checked his iCloud. They saw some messages that didn't seem right. And they continued to dig and they made this discovery. Okay. This teacher had access to vulnerable students. And it's a serious reminder that we can't just sit back and assume that everyone in education is a trustworthy role model. Now, the incident happened 2 years prior, and this video is coming out now. She was just pulled over. But what needs to happen now is real accountability. This is an issue that transcends political lines. Whether you're a Democrat or an independent or a Republican, no one wants to see our kids harmed. So why isn't more being done to root out this behavior before it gets this far? It's not enough to just fire these teachers. We need criminal prosecution and serious consequences for anyone who abuses their position in this way. Teachers, like all other professionals, must be held to the highest standards of integrity and ethics, especially when it involves our children. If they're found guilty of engaging in any form of misconduct, they should face the full force of the law. We cannot let the education system be a place where our children are vulnerable to predators, and it's on all of us, each and every one of us, Republicans, Democrats, and everyone in between, to demand stronger protections and harsher consequences. Finally, let's not forget the bigger issue at play here, the erosion of trust in our education system. As parents, we're sending our children to schools every single day, trusting that they are in a safe environment, learning from educators who have their best interests at heart. But these cases of abuse undermine that trust altogether, leaving parents feeling hopeless and unsure of where to turn. It's time for us to have real reform here. We need transparency. We need stronger background checks. And we need a culture that prioritizes the safety of our children above all else. So let this case be a wake-up call and some of the others for all of us. And let's make sure we're doing everything we can to hold these institutions accountable. The safety of our kids should always come first, period. And that is a savage truth. Now let's watch another episode of Savage Soldiers. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.